This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional? I suspect you are. I'm a very suspicious person, of course. Anyway, so welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to welcome all of you that are new listeners to the radio show. I know we probably picked up a bunch last night. We had a town hall for Kern County. And it was highly attended, actually, as a town hall kind of to address what's going on in Kern County. Oh, boy, I learned a lot about Kern County, Bakersfield, you know, the whole oil business, the whole oil. How do these guys, you got these guys on TV that talk about, or not on TV, but on the radio, who talk about cars and stuff. And the guy says, oil. I can't do it. I just can't get that drawl, down. I just can't quite get that one down. But anyway, it was kind of interesting. We talked about oil. We talked about agriculture. We talked about many things, the myriads of things that are going on in the Kern County area, in the mother lode, the breadbasket of the world, is that whole San Joaquin in northern Sacramento County. In other words, the whole Central Valley from Redding all the way down to Bakersfield. I think that's really what we're talking about. So we're going to be also in Redding on Sunday, and we're going to be talking about New California. More information on that to come a little bit later on in the show. And also, make sure you check it out. Check it out as you look at the newcaliforniastate.com calendar and check it out. See all the things that are happening there. We have a ton of things happening. We're kind of opening it up. We're going to go back to normal operating mode, so to speak. We're gearing up here in the next month of April. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of fundraising to happen, and, of course, planning. Things we're going to be doing and taking the initiative of the New California State movement to the next level. It's going in that direction, and we got a lot of things going on. Anyway, so we've got coordination of effort, big calendar coming up, big things moving on as New California progresses. And, of course, it's the 51st State movement premier movement right now in the United States. Many other states are, of course, wanting to climb on board with it. New Illinois. And by the way, Gina, I know you're listening. I'll make the call to you today, promise. I've got really backlogged yesterday. We had a pretty exciting day yesterday overall for New California, but also just to understand what's going on in the mix. You know, you've got this big, massive $2 trillion plus coronavirus stimulus thing going on. The House is going to vote on it today. And, of course, you've got some people that are going to be holdouts. We've got Representative Massey. He's the guy who used to be a Republican and converted over. And he's the guy who is going to spoil everything, apparently. This is what we're hearing. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the vote comes closer and closer. Of course, Nancy Pelosi trying at the very last to pull some quick ones. She came home last weekend, and, of course, her whole attitude was completely different. And we're going to put in all this stuff for about voting rights and so on. And that was a big conversation I had with some people in very high places yesterday in Washington, D.C., because I was screaming, you cannot allow this woman to do that. And I threw around the cloud of New California, and I said, this is not acceptable. You know, what's really funny is, you know, here we've got a big movement going on against the state of California. I mean, and they don't like it. They don't like what's going on here. But, you know, we can affect change in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you, we threw our weight around yesterday as New California. And we'll see what happens today. But one of the things that was really a big one, we started squawking about Nancy Pelosi. At the same time, Kevin McCarthy was doing the same thing. He was squawking. Doing a lot of squawking, and rightfully so. You know, Kevin McCarthy, I used to not really care for him. I thought he was just kind of an ink, you know, just a bump on a log type of guy, but he is not. You know, when I say bump on a log, that's a whole thing I used to teach kids and adults when I used to teach leadership. Okay, bump on a log, there's three dimensions to leadership. This is the way I view it. You can be a positive leader, you can be a neutral leader, or you can be a negative leader. But leadership is leadership. Everybody learns from leaders, and everybody's a leader. This is what I try and tell people. Everybody is a leader because people often bounce their own lifestyles and so on off people that they learn from around them. Duh, this is just what happens. You know, families, your extended family, you just learn different behaviors from different people. Leadership is no different. So what we have, when I say bumping a log, that's not a negative leader, okay? But a bumping a log is somebody does nothing, just sits there, blah. He's there in a position, doesn't do anything. And, you know, I kind of followed him, and then all of a sudden Donald J. Trump becomes president. All of a sudden this Kevin McCarthy guy is like stepping up, and then he gets challenged in the House for impeachment. Man, this guy has got some good ones. I mean, he is absolutely standing strong right next to the president. I like that. I like that. He has really stood strong in his area. And, of course, it just so happens Kern County is where he's from. And so a shout-out to Kevin McCarthy, because he said, look, Nancy Pelosi, he was the first one to point it out. And everybody's kind of wondering last week, where did Pelosi go? She's kind of like this. Well, she went and got her marching orders, probably from George Soros out of San Francisco. And those people, she went home to San Francisco. Of course, she had to wade through the crap in the streets of San Francisco. And to take advantage, of course, of any kind of emergency or crisis, right? Now we got the coronavirus crisis. And she wants to exploit it for her own personal ends. And this is the key thing that was so devastating. What we started squawking about on Monday. And what we were talking about is this whole voter harvesting business. She comes back with a whole package that she's going to show and put into this bill. A whole package about voter registration. Well, you know, guess what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to put in ballot harvesting nationwide. Ballot harvest. Now, listen, I get what ballot harvesting is. Linda Payne and Ruth Weiss, boy, they have done a bang-up job to bring this issue forward here in California. It's voter fraud, period. Ballot stuffing is what it's commonly known as in all 49 other states. It's legal in California. It was made legal in the last election. You saw what happened to these Orange County representatives. Hey, let's those representatives. They, you know, of course, they were all elected on the night of the election. They yep. But they guess what? Hours later, oh, the tabulation started to change, and up and up and up it went, and pretty soon nobody on the Republican side was winning. That was because their ballot stuffing was going on, made legal by Jerry Brown. Sure, of course. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants to bring that to the national scene. Well, Ruth Weiss and Judicial Watch sued the state of California, Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, and guess what? They cleaned up the voter rolls in several of the counties, about 13 counties that were identified by a federal judge. They won their case. They said, yes, there's voter fraud here. You got too many dead people voting. Shocking. Millions of dead people on the ballots. With ballots. Here's the problem. It still exists. They didn't clean it all up. Right now, according to a letter that came out just yesterday from Linda Payne's group, the Election Integrity Project, there's still well over a million people over the limit for people that are eligible to have ballots. We don't know where the million comes. Where does it come from? Well, sure, you know where it comes from, the illegal foreign nationals that have invaded this state. That's exactly where they've come from. And there's probably more. I think they've just scratched it. So this is what she wants, is a vast number of unaccountable ballots that have lost the chain of custody to be counted in a national level. And we're saying no and heck no to that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're ready now, and we're not going to scream at you anymore. I know some people like don't want to be screamed at. We had drums pounded in their head. I get it. You know, we'll try and be cognizant of that. But you know, I like drums anyway. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy held a press conference yesterday, and I'm not sure if this is the correct one. Sorry for the lack of show prep attention here, but we're getting there. Anyway, coronavirus disease being discussed here. But I think he's going to dive into this is the one I think, anyway, that he's going to dive into comments about Nancy Pelosi and what, you know, is sending us all crazy, crazy, crazy that she's trying to amend and change so many things about the bill that's going on that's supposed to go before the House today. And they want to dump a bunch of stuff in, and, you know, how that's going to settle, I do not know. Here we go.
It's meant to assist those who are struggling families.
I'm going to probably skip through some of this.
Every day matters as we debated a solution that would deliver much needed relief. We just watched in the last week 3.28 million people laid off. That's higher, multiplying higher than we ever watched in the financial crisis. The speaker herself just said every day, every week that is wasted on not taking this seriously is a problem. I could not agree more. And yet for days, Democrats stalled this bill. How many people were laid off as the Democrats fought to change the election law or implement the Green New Deal? How many parents lost sleep wondering how they were going to make the payments in the next month? How many small businesses sat around a kitchen table and had to make that decision they never had to before about laying their employees off that are like family? A few minutes ago, the speaker stood at this podium and claimed that House Democrats did what she called a jiu-jitsu to change the bill. That is an outright lie. The fundamental portions of this bill has not changed since Sunday. 4 months for unemployment was already decided on Sunday. The grant to keep employees hired on small business was already decided on Sunday. The only few additions were funding of things that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. Was that worth holding it up and more people being laid off? More people losing sleep? More people wondering if they can continue? Those are the type of games that have to stop in Washington. She spent time thanking her members on wins. America's suffering does not care to hear about these superficial and fabricated claims. This is not another day in Congress. This is a time when we have to come together to deliver real results. What Democrats did was a total disgrace. History will not be kind to the days that added to the millions who were unemployed simply because they wanted to change the election law, put a Green New Deal, and thought it was a tremendous opportunity to change the direction and the vision of this country based upon their philosophical beliefs.
Okay, so now, the election is what I was focused on, because that's what she came trotted back to Washington with on Monday. And I said, no, we cannot have this kind of crap going on, being thrown in the bill at the last minute. And again, if you want a fair election, have one. But in California, we all know the complete corrupt election system that we have, that we're trying to now, and I have said this repeatedly. The California communists, if you will, like Nancy Pelosi, they want to spread this whole thing to the rest of the United States. Ballot harvesting. Ballots for the dead. Okay, just to mention a few, mail-in ballots. Just to mention another one, corruption. And, of course, the ballot harvesting is the worst one. They wanted to make this go national. The whole complete California corrupt election scheme that runs not only at your county election offices, but all the way through to the end product that the person who's in the polling station getting misdirected by the directions that they read about taking in various ballots. Destruction of ballots. Printing of ballots illegally. Stuffing the ballot box through ballot harvesting. And, of course, by extension, also, my point, a big point, was by mail-in ballots. Expanding that. In other words, getting away completely from the polling station where people have to be held accountable, to be seen, to be identified, and given a ballot and vote. All that was going to be gone. That's what they want because, you see, just like all good communists know, based upon what Stalin presented to everybody, it's not who it doesn't count who votes. It only counts who counts the votes. That's a fact. That's exactly what her methodology is. She wants to be able to count the votes. We're going to count those votes. We don't care who votes. They could be dead. No problem. No issue here. Right? Well, of course, Linda Payne comes out with a condemning letter about this whole thing yesterday. Perfect timing. Because everybody's discussing actually what happened. We were a little bit early on the switch yesterday when we came out and we said, gee, this whole bill has got all this stuff coming in. We're worried about it coming in. We looked at the bill and finally said, oh, the bill doesn't have it. It doesn't have the complete package. It has some things we don't like. It had some parts of the Green New Deal we don't like. But, you know, sometimes you have to take a little to get a little. I get that. But they limited it down to the only thing that would happen is $400 million for mail-in balloting. All the other stuff wasn't there. It was squeezed out of the package. Good job. So I said, good job. But I said, look, we can't have the mail-in ballot thing. So we get on the horn, and we're calling around and said, you can't have this. You can't do this. You just blah, 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 blah. New California, I'm throwing it out there. It's election fraud, period. End of subject. And that's exactly what he knew that it was dead on arrival when it got there, but she had to hold it up and she had to put it up. And who puts that up? George Soros. George Soros is the man behind all this stuff. He is the guy who's pulling the strings on all this election balloting issues. And he wants it to go national. This is their last gasp to get Trump. This is what it is. It's all about getting Trump. And listen, Trump is your president today. I woke up today and he was still my president. Tomorrow when I wake up, he's still going to be my president. You know, we were saying the same thing all the way through the so-called impeachment hearings prompted by Nancy Pelosi. And what is she trying to do? She's trying to destroy, one, the bicameral nature of our government, our legislature, and two, she's trying to destroy the legislative process altogether by creating a democracy, not a republic. Destroy the republic. That's her mantra. Any way she can. Because a globalist does not need no stinking government. It does not need a government like the United States of America. They have got to destroy this government. Now, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. Forget about Donald Trump's the president for a minute. What if it was Joe Schmo as president? Just take him out of it. It's the destruction of our governmental system. That's what she wants to do. And if she could do election fraud, yeah. It's one of the key elements of, you know, Stalin, communism. You guys get to vote. I mean, we used to talk about this all the time during the Cold War. They talk about the elections going on in the Soviet Union. Really? Elections. Yeah, elections. We always know the outcome. They were that predictable. You know, by the way, the elections were usually in favor. 100% of the electorate voted for the top communist. Shocking. Yeah. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, I better turn up the volume, huh? What do you think? Yes, I will. It says some of the stuff we're going on. Boris Johnson tested positive. Okay, if you haven't heard, the futures are down. The market is just now opening, and I don't have the actual live tick yet. Actually, I'm gonna switch to guns here, and I'm gonna go to Yahoo, you know, and do some Yahoo and right now and figure out what's going on with the market. It's just now opening up, and this is a taking profit day on the market. Those of you who don't understand, they're going to take profit today. It went up quite a bit over the last couple, 3 days. It's a bull market again. It's not a bear. They've determined that, you know, we're going to get out of this coronavirus business and head on into free market capitalism. Shocking. All against the technocrats' opinions and pleadings. We want to have more data, more data, more data. No more dollars, no more dollars, no more free market capitalism. We want everybody to be laid off. That's the way these people think. I mean, earn money. What's that earning money business? They don't know how to earn money. They know how to take it from other people. They know misappropriate it. That's what they know how to do. Okay, are we up today? Okay, I'm looking at a chart here. shows that it looks like we're going up right now. Okay, this is a live feed in big tech. I don't know. It looks like they could be going up. What I'm looking at is a static chart, which never use static charts. Dow just okay. We're looking at the average is down. It went down. It's down 3.5%. Down 805 now. That's the Dow Jones Industrial. Okay, it was predicted it would go down. No stress on the market here. A lot of things are being calculated in. I mean, it's just kind of obvious. You just take a look at this. You know, they're looking at the unemployment rate just through the roof here because of the coronavirus thing, right? You want to kill off a democracy, this is the way you do it. And so this is of course, the play that they're trying to push onto this $2 trillion bill, right? Hello. So we got the Dow Jones Industrial. It's coming back a little bit. I predict that this market, I never do this, by the way. Just today, they're going to take profit. It's going to come back. I don't think they're going to have this big drop-off unless they figure out they can't pass the House bill today. They can't reach an agreement on this. Then you're going to see some big things happen. Goodbye to your 401k, right? Well, it's going to come back, but the gamesmanship that they don't care if there's tens of thousands of people that are being unemployed by all this business. They don't care. Heck no. Why should they care? They got their nice little clean fingernails. Right. Reagan says something about the clean fingernail business through these people. Anyway, so this is this is one of the headlines that I'm gonna go to. Okay, I'm gonna stay here. GOP and Dems include $11 billion for three international development organizations in coronavirus package. All right, $11 billion. Unbelievable. Okay, we got to check this out. Coronavirus package contains $11 billion for three international development organizations. This is coming by way of Fox News, who's in the doghouse with me. It says, among many provisions of the $2.2 trillion corona relief package that appear to have little to do with the immediate crisis at home is nearly $11 billion pot of money for three international development groups. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, which the House representatives is expected to vote on Friday, includes the funding for the African Development Fund and the African Development Bank and the International Development Association. I want to know. Now, this is important to understand. They're talking about $11 billion. I'm going to throw this out at you. Because we know that the stress now, by the way, there's breaking news on the CalPERS plan, and it's breaking by one of our citizen journalists, actually, though. There's letters going out, apparently, and I have to get this confirmed. That's why I would have done this yesterday, but there's too many crazy things going on in Washington, and I was talking to too many people. But one of the things that we're looking at is apparently they're sending out letters now at CalPERS saying they're not going to make their 7%. So as a result, what they're going to have to do is, shockingly, that 7% is going to have to be made up by, guess who? The employees and the employers. Anybody who contributes to CalPERS, they're going to have to make it up. I mean, and of course, the reason why that exists is why. It's real simple. It's China. CalPERS is heavily invested in China. They need the money, and they're not paying up. That's why it's the way it is. Okay, this is from, where is this from? Senior legislative representatives to an association. I'm not going to say the association's name. And it says, this is a memo. I'm going to read this memo so you get the result. It's going to come back to these places. It's going to come back. Are we using these three groups? The House of Representatives expected to vote on the African Development Fund, ADF, African Development Bank, AFDB, and the International Development Association, IDA. Are they connected to China? Are they connected to China in the same way as an investment group or nonprofit organizations, in exactly the same way as CalPERS is? This is the latest in CalPERS. As a result of executive orders from the governors related to COVID-19, the 960-hour limitation on retired annuitants work hours has been removed in circular letter attached. Much like your district board meetings, the CalPERS board meeting meetings in April will not be in-person meetings. CalPERS is currently working out the detail on video telecommunications. CalPERS is preparing for a market drawdown. They say they've been preparing for this, and they won't be. It won't be in as bad a situation as 2008. While it may be true, I don't think they're preparing for the sudden of a downturn in the economy. We can pretty much be assured that the current losses CalPERS are experiencing will ultimately result in future employer and employee rate increases. That's the first call for CalPERS. Where does the CalPERS money go? It goes to China. Because they still have this investment guy who's a communist Chinese part of the People's Liberation Army. Hello? he's controlling CalPERS money that goes to China. My question is, this International Development Association and all these other ones, are they connected to China because China's heavily invested in Africa all over the place? They want the natural resources of Africa. That's just part of it. Natural resources. Shocking. Are we talking about technocrats here? They're in Africa. Are they connected, this group, are they connected to the Chinese? And is money, the billions of dollars, $11 billion pot of money, is it going to go to these is it going to go to China? That's the question. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio so you can understand what the technocrats are doing. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So stop the bill. Stop the bill. That's the cry. Could there be some showstoppers? And, of course, that's one of the big things going on right now. And the answer to that is, yes, there can be. Will this bill get through? I don't know. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. We need the relief. There's question. No question about it. But, you know, $11 billion pot of money. Now, that's something that would be concerning. I'm just throwing it out there. Is this one of the ways that they extort money from the United States? We're talking about China. They set up these other, see, these organizations, the International Development Bank World. Okay, where is the internet? Where is it? Is there an International Development Bank? Well, we got Boris Yeltsin connecting the dot to having mild symptoms of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And then coronavirus, we got suicide. People committing suicide on the coronavirus fear. You know, one of the things about the coronavirus, I just want to throw this out there, a lot of people get sick with the flu this time of year. Shocking. Are they being mixed up with the coronavirus and confused? Is the test for the flu and coronavirus, is it so conclusive to focused on coronavirus? Do you take the blood test and figure out the antibodies that somebody has is for the flu? Are they fighting the flu concurrently with the coronavirus? You can. So that's a problem. You might be able to survive the coronavirus but not the flu, depending upon your age. And, of course, now we have this big bubble in Los Angeles. They're bringing in the Navy hospital ship. Well, the reason why they're doing that is to help the homeless. You've got a population about down in that area of about 100,000+ homeless people. What happens when the virus starts to get down there and spread? Well, you know, just, gee, isn't it kind of odd that this homeless group of people are just there as soon as this coronavirus is spread? Maybe the technocrats have planned this out years ago. Shocking that they would do such a thing. Maybe this is part of their big agenda to overthrow this country. Since they've been, listen, is it so far-fetched to think that way? We just had a phony Russia investigation that was phony from the get-go, where you had active FBI agents and members of the Justice Department planning a coup d'etat before somebody was even elected, along with the President of the United States at the time. Hello? Do we forget this already? We just moved on to the next thing, and we forget what's going on in the past? Then we have a sham impeachment in which you see a total dictator controlling the House of Representatives in a bicameral legislature. And thank God for the founding fathers to establish the bicameral legislature, because Mitch McConnell mumbles, who I respect adamantly now. We all should thank him for saving the country at that juncture. He resisted all the overtures by the member of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and others, Adam Schiff, to kowtow to their demands to run it their way, the House's way. Mitch McConnell said, no. We're co-equal branches and have equal power, and you can't come over into my hood. Sorry. I'm just telling you what Mumble said. I mean, Mitch McConnell. Due respect for Mitch McConnell. He can mumble all he wants. He can mumble any time. It's okay with me. I like the way the guy mumbles. He mumbles, but he doesn't stumble. That's Mitch. There you go. Okay, so you got now this situation with coronavirus, and it's contrived. You know it's a hoax. The numbers don't match up. They still don't match up. They're going to go on for 6-7 months. They still will not match up to the flu that we've already had in the United States of America. That dog's not going to hunt unless they kill off, 100,000 Americans that are homeless, right? See, that's part of the setup. Let them live in feces, San Francisco. And who set that up? Gavin Newsom. And whose district is that? It's Nancy Pelosi's district. Shocking, isn't it? Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking that this goes on. But that's our country, isn't it? You got to do some changing. And we're going to make some changes. There's no question. This country's going to change. And Donald J. Trump, when we wake up tomorrow morning, he's still the president. After all this, he's still the president. But, we got to be able to clean it up and make sure that there's a free and fair election for everybody. But, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants to change all that. She wants to change all that. But my suggestion to everybody is get rid of this. See, I'm really concerned about what they've got in this bill. I think basically if we take a look at these people, the African Development Bank, I'm gonna do this right now. I meant to do this earlier, but I'm running out of time. But we'll take care of it. We'll get her done. Who is that guy? We'll get her done. The African Development Bank, currencies, careers, projects, Wikipedia. Let's see if they've got anything on Wikipedia about the African Development Bank. Main organ. Board of Directors. Staff, 1,500 as of December 31st. Membership, United Nations Development Business. There you go. List of the largest countries by voting power. Says African Development Bank annual conferences. Recent friends and directions. Here we go. Recent trends and directions. There you go. Selective country focus, HIV AIDS. And, of course, we'll find out if China's in there. Anyway, stay with us. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so you want the good news now or the bad news now? Well, there's no good news, so there's going to be bad news. If there's any news at all, right? Right. Okay, so we got some bad news for you, guys. Bad news for you. The African Development Fund, ADF, is actually known as the China African Development Fund. The AFDF, right? The African, what is that? The African Development Bank is partnered with the main partner of China. There we go. And the third one, see, just as I suspected, right? In other words, here comes that $11 billion pot of money for three international development groups. China, and oh, wait a minute, there's a third one, the International Development Association. What about this one? Well, we're going to Google this little bad boy, and we're going to see. And we're going to go with China as the, right, as the thing. Shocking. Where is it? International Development Association. Yep. Eligibility, IDA. Now China. Hands all over it. China and the World Bank. World Bank hits IDA replenishment target despite smaller. China pledged approximately $1.2 billion to the IDA. Yeah. International. In other words, all three of these organizations that this $11 billion pot of money going to China, you can bank on it. They are the front groups in Africa for China. So we just are pouring out $11 billion to China. That's what's happening. Let's do the math on that one, right? All related to China. How could, you know, come on. This is not rocket science. They're scamming money through these nonprofit organizations to China. Just like you've got the scamming the money out of where? The CalPERS, the largest retirement system in the world. All that money going to China. And what's happening to California? California has no money. Of course not. They're depending upon the federal government to suck money through that giant hole there to China. By way of California, and of course, you got all the usual suspects. You got the Newsoms. You got the Pelosis, and you got the Feinsteins, right? Where are the Browns? Well, the Browns set it up. There you go. Stay with us when we come here to the 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.